Next question is, should there be restrictions placed on content or more defined categories for journalism blogs and personal opinion blogs so that it is clear to the viewer which is which? No, is a short answer. If you place restrictions on content, you know, basically people aren't going to use it. But one of the reasons people like blogging is because they can blog about anything that they want to. And from a journalistic perspective, for example, you have had numerous situations where someone might have a blog about baking, but a revolution takes place in their country, or there's a riot near to their house, and they write a blog post about that. And suddenly this platform, which was about baking, becomes a way for journalists to access, you know, eyewitness statements, to access sources, to access experts, and so on. And I don't really see any way that you could limit people. And again, you're starting to ask, well, who does that? Is it a commercial organisation? Well, there are problems with that. If it's a governmental organisation, there's obvious problems with that. So no, I don't think there should be more defined categories. And the kind of distinction that you're making here, I think, is between journalism blogs and personal opinion blogs. Well, again, there's a fuzzy line here, and I think viewers can tell which is which. You know, I don't think people turn up to a blog and someone says, "I think the president is corrupt," that they think that that is anything but an opinion. Unless they agree with it, in which case they are going to think it's fact, in the same way that they will a journalistic report that they do or don't believe in. So people come with their own prejudices, and they come with their own media literacy as well, and putting a badge on it doesn't make any difference, really, and certainly the research suggests that. So moving on to the next question, why do I think blogs have become such a hit in the last decade? Do people find blogs easier to read with a more informal writing style, or what draws people towards reading and writing blogs? Well, you know, we get distracted by technology. I don't think the blog is such an important factor as a technology. You know, I think people like to communicate. Humans are social animals, and blogs are just one more tool for people to communicate. You know, you could say why have telephones become such a hit? Why was the English language such a hit? You know, it's because people like to communicate. So it's a very simple answer for me in terms of why they like writing and reading blogs. And I don't think it's anything to do with the technology itself in terms of, you mentioned the informal writing style. I don't think it's the writing, I think it's the people. I think people like to talk to other people, and they like to read about other people. So the interesting thing in the last few years is that kind of move, the numbers of people who started blogging, they are now dissipating into social networks and into microblogging on Twitter and other media. And so blogs perhaps are not such a hit, but online communication, full stop, is still popular. You know, and people have found different channels to do that. And if you like, the market is fragmented into different tools. So that's why I think blogs have become such a hit. So our next question, in fact, no, I'll save this for another bit.